chapter 97, Cock Against Scanner. Set your banner, cock against scanner, cheap copy glamour, involuntary pussy trammer, makes lots of clamor. Now I'm a prankster rambler, a widowhood granter, a meaty answer. Now I'm twist-mannered, in such a manner to make you stammer. What's the matter? I'm a panther, eat your anthem. I'm a lancer, a horizontal dancer. Raise my lantern to light your slander, the cheap god to which you pander. Chapter 98. What does the void taste like? Some people say that the veil tastes like grape juice. Others say its spray is acidic and will eat the skin off the bone, leaving a green curling smoke. Some say the void is a lake you dip your toes in, suck you and your ideas to dissipate against the vast emptiness. Others say that the void shines with the white purest, pure white light, pure energy, and energizing blast of eternal rush, pleasure beyond flesh. Some people say the afterlife is a waiting room where the dead gather, all eternally waiting. Waiting for the afterlife, not knowing that the afterlife is the waiting room. Waiting room, forever waiting. Waiting forever. Forever waiting in the waiting room. Forever. But after my place exploded, most of my personal possessions were spread across the miles of deep, fresh snow. Puffs of powdery snow went flying into the sky, mixed with my objects, and landed. The sound of the spinning objects in the wind was like a untuned wooden one-note flute being played through variations of random patterns. And I could steal the primal energies in the autumn breeze. I could feel the cold and the chills with yellow and red leaves looming. And knew my naked outdoor dance will have to end soon, for the summer was almost gone. Chapter 99. Clocky Minister of the Arms. Halo, all of them, eat low, low, low halo for underground hopeful. All of that and a rabbit. Waterloo rabbit. Why we hang out in the face that, and we look outside of practice this, is a new age of mist, of misty bliss and disbelief. It's hard to find the man without no head who says he's our head of chiefs. And a funeral for the storm is unborn, and it's a storm cloth that I hold against my head. I can squeeze the cloth and hear the rain, or at least that's what I told myself when I said. Clocky Minister of the Arms, he slaps you while you're on your own farm. He's got rules for you. He's got two rules, not just a few. He's got rules for you. You must follow them or be involved enough, a phlegmy cough in and spun into the darkness beyond the sun. There is a pumpkin in my sack and I'm giving it back, flipping it back to the scarecrow workers who made it happen. And they're gonna let you know what is in their burlap sack. Human teeth, and I'm grinning. It's a good day below the sun. I've got my penis out. I'm a man, without no doubt. You have an agenda? Fucking naked to Morocco. I have a thing with raven's wings. We can spit up and grin again like a kitten in the rain. Who doesn't know it's me saying that it licks its ass until the fur comes out? This is a new age of myth, of misty bliss in this police. It's hard to feed the man without no head, but says he's a headed cheese. At a funeral, for the storm is unborn in the swarm, the coffin I hold against my head. I can squeeze the coffin, hear the rain, release a slightly older myself when I said, clocky minister of arms, slaps you into a well, you're on your farm. He's got rules for you, you must follow them, the call of them, of chalked talk and spine into darkness beyond the sun. And they're going in. I was there, burlap sack full of peace, 99 grand worth. It's a good day below the signs. I've got my herald out. I am a man without lowdown plans and agenda vans, and I'm half naked in the wind. I am a thing with raven's wings. You can spin up and grind against my cricket memorandum. I went out chalking the streets of Laredo. I went out in my best shroud to Laredo today. I saw a young scarecrow all dressed in spiderweb silk, as still as the silence of the day. So bang your drums slowly, play your pipes lowly, and they go there in a vehicle that didn't carry me away. Foreskin and onyx, I raised my tube to her view. She goes by in a crane, topless with three eyes, and still I remain here, eluding forever with my pole quivering forever like a freshly cracked open morning. So hint of the wind and the go beyond. Her pubic hair like spider silk. Her kiss is like the ocean's milk. The way she dances, that jiggle, the shudder of her kids. Shafts golden wisdom and garden full of times all night long, leaving the hotels. Clack, clack goes my wooden beak mask. Bird-like I stood with a beak maybe of wood. I can feel the breeze in my very bone marrow. Let it shine like 13 stars. River erupts on Mars. Not got a tome in my hand. I've got to go home, grand skeleton plan. And it's all right, you know. I wrote it off, post it onto a kite. Shave off my pubic hair with that vacant stare. Go downstairs, I've got a lot in Paris where we can eat some pears while telling me about it. Talk while facing South Field. Tell me how you were told about the prairie grass that stood there once long ago. I'll tell you about this rural neighborhood that went stood here maybe 1400 years ago. It's still here and dreams below, you know, because the time is a circle. South Field, you tell me you witnessed the end of the world and it was a beautiful, colorful, exploding lights show in the sky, so beautiful, so deadly. So I recall to you that the brontosaurus that used to cross South Field grazing on the way to the lake, the Brontosaurus Lake, full of car-length snakes. So pack up your biscuits for the soldier downtown. Pack up your biscuits and any packs of chips you might have found on the road. This is the blister, Lamb. You gotta take what you can and keep going before you get red skin from the overtime. This is not a good place to stand around and thank you. Gotta keep moving until you're at the other side. They call this place Did Nothing Land. A place where nature is sick, and you will be too if you stick your dick here, absorbing signals through the hole at the end of your dick. Here no good for you, mister. Perhaps keep my dick on the inside of my pants as I travel through these lands. Such plans are not good. These lands are not helpful to wood. Chapter 100. We repeat. Death to the great alarm. Lost again on the road out in the outback, passing by in yellow-tinted lighted houses. Big, tall, white, faded fences, houses, trees, intermittently lining either side of the road planted about 20 years ago, when this place was converted from field into large, rich people homes. Passing by that electrical plant, again lost, and have no idea where I'm at. As usual, I don't like driving, especially at night. But people always pressure me, man. Pressure, and a pressure minute, pressuring me, and the pressure mean to pressure me again. You've got to drive somewhere you don't know, and the dark on the road, but don't want to. Pressure me, you gotta drive someplace you don't know on the road when it's dark. We know you're almost blind, we know you don't have any good eyesight, and we know you can't always see when the darkness and then highlights make the road not seen at all. But we don't care. We got our own agenda. It's our agenda, and you gotta drive it. You've got to go where we say, pressure me. Then you go, pressure me, then pressure me how he wants to pressure me some more. You got to be way out in some other county. Driving through it was weird to be like them, to see they design these roads as a maze, confuse people like you, but you'll die on the road, all confused and lost. So the car breaks down, or you run out of gas, or you get too tired to drive anymore, and you're still not anywhere from earlier. You got to get there on the road, never mind staying at home. It's just what you want. Pressure you, pressure. And all I want to do is go home. The office, god damn road, shiny black, fairly new road. Been passed by 5 cars, there's always others coming up behind me impatiently wanting me to go faster into the land of where the fuck. Beautiful lights of these country homes of the wealthy right-wing owners, but there's still a little magic here. In the county, computable fields and wooded areas planted by white men maybe 100 years ago. Crossing a bridge. The bridge sounds to me like it's going to collapse under me. It's too old and decrepit. Passing by some strange structure within a carving stone in the creek. Expensive field equipment parked in the field. Big gigantic houses. Massive lawns boxed in by shelter belts. That's what's going on. Now I'm in the oil field, passing in this ribbon black ribbon cut through the fields. I'm at a big cornfield beside probably some pig and corn in season they're opening. The car breaks down, so they can't eat meat. Radio tower is flashing red lights and alcohol plant. I can see all kinds of lights and sour smell of manufactured alcohol in it will be 100,000 gallon bolt. Makes you want to choke on this road. There's lightning in the sky. Lightning, darkness, and lightning. I'm still driving past houses. There's so many isolated houses. One or two, maybe three per mile. Big, gigantic houses. It's expensive. Well-manicured itches. Considering these are hardly anyone living, seems to be like tax money wouldn't be enough. But if you got rich money, you don't need to have your own keep, your albums, pictures all clean. Yellow lightning stains, cloudy sky. Stopping at another corner old shelter belt where it's risky. And turn right on 253rd, you know, I think it's finally on the stretch, the long fucked up way home. Going sober down the road, have big trucks and semis pass, telephone pole, electric lines pass, along flat fields, kids have been killed. Selling lemonade under the intermittent light of the blood moon. A new revolution, revelations, stairs, revolution in the stairway, comb your hair with a shotgun. The city I live in, the city I love, now the guns. Blood on the streets, under the blood moon, and on the windshield. Beside the call of a kind field. Crazy lights on this blood moon. Yellows, reds, and blues, even as the hues change and different parts of it are illuminated spots of bright yellow. Well, I drove and I drove. I got lost somewhere along the way, and I drove some more and more. Been driving for hours and nothing is familiar. In the road, it's getting cold and my heater does not work. I drove into a small town called October. I don't know where it is. It's a small farm town, becoming a sparrow rural community. But the one person I stopped and asked, who was walking beside the road, answered me in tongue clicks and dazed expression, and I ask no more. Just keep driving. Up ahead, there's a police roadblock. The cars in front of me slow down and stopped to the hand gestures of the officer. And the cops and the lights and the open window of the first car. Ask a few questions, made the lady flash her tits, rub the nipples so they got hard. He waved the lady on, and then it was the next car. Apparently the driver did something to offend the officer because he pulled out his gun and shot him in the head. He jotted down a few notes and left the man slumped against the hood. He came over to me, shined a light in my face, through the open window, asking long series of questions in the blinding light, insisting I keep my eyes wide open, shine light down on my crotch. He told me to pull out my cock. He took out his cell phone and put it in video record. I was feeling very vulnerable. I'm paranoid, scared, and I gripped my pants and pulled them down to my phone. I pulled out my cock. It's a pretty cock, firm and long. He made me shake it while he video recorded it and then let me drive on. That was the point that I said, fuck it. And I just drove and I drove and I got lost. And as I drove, I took off my clothes, totally naked now driving. Fresh cool air tickles my skin with the perfume of blossoms as my route passes by. The radio don't work, so it's my own thoughts to keep me entertained. On this endless road, seems I'll never run out of gas. Maybe I'll just keep on going for endless hours. It seems because this is probably the afterlife, I'm thinking. Drove by a Latino lady jogging. Little short brown lady with gorgeous bouncing tits. I stared as I passed by and nearly hit the curb. Such lovely upward curved tits. But I just kept driving, feeling the wind in my pubic hair. Mm-hmm.